I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Families of crime victims in Vermont are voicing concerns about a proposed rule change that could shorten prison sentences for violent offenders. Lawmakers are considering a rule that would allow existing inmates to earn time off their sentences for good behavior in prison. Commissioner of Corrections James Baker says crime victims and their families were caught off guard by the proposal.
I've had conversations with victims' families that felt like they didn't see this coming on the good time.
The proposed rule change is part of a broader effort to reduce Vermont's prison population. Lawmakers say they plan to take testimony from opponents of the rule before making a final decision. Vermont health officials continue to track outbreaks at a number of long-term care facilities. WCAX reports Rutland Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center saw two more residents test positive for COVID-19. They now have 28 confirmed infections among residents, 15 among staff. Five residents there have died due to COVID-19. An outbreak at Four Seasons Care Home in Northfield had 38 cases as of Tuesday, and Elderwood in Burlington reports one resident was hospitalized with the virus. Test results are pending for three staff now in quarantine. The Department of Health is not reporting new COVID-19 case numbers today due to the Thanksgiving holiday, but Governor Phil Scott and his administration will be back to update the state on their response to the pandemic in their regular bi-weekly press briefing tomorrow. As of Wednesday, 20 people were hospitalized with the disease, five of whom were in intensive care units. The forecast for tonight, cloudy and damp, a few breaks in the clouds south and areas of dense fog developing, lows in the upper 30s to mid 40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.